Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for giving me the floor. And let me start by thanking the panelists again for this fruitful debate we had this morning. I think it's very useful to focus our minds to what we need to discuss and what we need to think about here. I would like to make a few comments on related to that presentation and in view of the topics discussed. I think we should make a distinction between the jus in bello and the jus ad bellum. Space, just as the earth, should be used for peaceful purposes. An armed attack or an act of aggression is prohibited on earth as in outer space. This, however, does not render a discussion on the conduct of hostilities irrelevant. The question of whether resort to weapons, jus ad bellum, is different from whether the conduct of hostilities and the behavior of the parties to a conflict is lawful as such. The particularities of the conduct of states in outer space, the inherently dual use of many space capabilities, and the threats emanating from irresponsible behavior, especially in this fragile space environment, only underscore the importance of looking at behavior and the intentions of states very closely. While we're here not to rewrite IHL, the discussion on the application of IHL to the behavior of states in outer space is very useful, and I want to thank again the speakers for their contribution in this respect for this morning. The principles of IHL mentioned by the speakers are highly relevant for assessing the lawfulness of the conduct of states in outer space, and my government would fully support this. We want to add one more word of caution. I know that lawyers are happy to do that, but I do think we should avoid getting mired in questions of definition. Defining activities is essential for assessing whether they are lawful or unlawful, but it's behavior we should be looking at. Thank you.